You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Master bedroom?
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it, now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After staging a rally following yesterday's steep decline, Wall Street tanked in the final hour of trading.
Early in the day, it looked like the stock market was set to recover from Black Monday when China cut interest rates overnight and the Dow Jones was up over 300 points. But in the final hour of trading, the bottom fell out and the market closed 200 points down. Investors say there's no need to panic.
I think that this is a normal and healthy correction that goes on in the market. I watch it very closely.
But others are wondering if there's another shoe to drop from China.
It's like a gamble. You gamble with it. Basically, you put your money in it, you hope and hope and hope that it goes up, and the next thing you know, it crashes.
Interest rates and the price of oil are also on investors' minds. Terry Sheridan, New York.
A new forecast says the federal deficit should hit $426 billion this year.
The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year 2015 will be smaller than we projected in March and will decline as a share of gross domestic product relative to last year's.
Congressional Budget Office Director Keith Hall says that would be the lowest deficit of the Obama presidency. Hall predicted moderate economic growth but warned that growth will be restrained by, quote, slack in the labor market. Congress will have to act to raise the national debt ceiling by mid-November or early December. We make getting your headlines easy. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Good afternoon. It's Jeannie Murphy here on August 26th already. It's about 3:05 in the afternoon on Talented People. Hope you're doing well. Been a little bit of a challenge for me in the month of August. My mom had some medical challenges, and so I've not been around, but I hope you've had a great month, that everything's looking good on my end. So thanks so much for bearing with me through this time. And for all of the people on Facebook and everywhere else that sent prayers and great messages for my mother and my family, I really appreciate it. I want to give you a detailed forecast right now. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 55, northwest wind 7 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny with a high of 82. We have had amazing weather in this northeast area for the last couple weeks, so hope you've been able to enjoy that. We have a calm wind becoming northwest 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon, and then Thursday night, mostly clear with a low about 54. It's getting cold already. That's not fair. Sunny all day Friday, however, with a high of 82 again. It's almost perfect, and then mostly clear with a low about 60 on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny all day with a high of 85, and then partly cloudy with a low of 64 on Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny all day, high of 87, and then a partly cloudy and low of about 64 on Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny again with a high of 88, and then about 63 on Monday night. So tis the end of August, and you can see the weather is looking really like September, which is my favorite month because it's my birthday month. So I just want to let you know, I hope you get to enjoy it. I am happy to tell you about our guest today, our continuing series of focusing on the goodwill that Unity Bank is doing with the state of New Jersey and outside the state of New Jersey as well with nonprofits. And our guest today is Janice Bommely, and she's with Unity Bank. Again, she is the executive vice president. She's director of sales and the chief administrative office of the Clinton headquarters office. And the reason that we're doing this focus on Unity Bank and their goodwill, really, across the state and otherwise with nonprofits of New Jersey, is because they believe in the missions of a lot of people out there. You may be one of them. And when you have something in mind that you like to do for good, you need those around you to support you. And Unity Bank has the ability to do that. So just want to tell you a little bit about an upcoming event on October 8th. It's going to be held at the Palace at Somerset Park. It is a nonprofit best practices event. It goes from 8 in the morning until about 3 in the afternoon, and we have two ridiculously awesome keynote speakers. First one in the morning at 9 o'clock is Michelle Sikirka. She is the CEO and the president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. She's been on the radio with me before at Talented People. She's going to talk about just board, you know, the creation of boards and nirvana, if you are out there, and what can make you guys actually sustain and sustainability for nonprofits. And then the day is packed, okay? We've got Ellen Nardoni, who's with the Paul E. Nardoni Fund, Fund, which is actually a nonprofit that benefits the Somerset, former Somerset Medical Center / Robert Wood Johnson Hospital System. She's going to talk about differentiating your nonprofit from others, marketing, and how important it is as a nonprofit to differentiate yourself. Then we have David Gray, who's the former founder of the New Jersey Nonprofit Organization, who's actually now with the Pennsylvania Ballet, talking about the trends and needs of nonprofits. We have Leah Pontani, who is the executive director of Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training over in the Mercer area, talking about grant writing and how you can get money, funding, and so on. And then our keynote in the afternoon after Mayor Janice Kovich from Clinton Township, New Jersey. She's going to facilitate the panel. We have Steve Califer. Everybody knows Steve. He is the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and then also chairman of the Somerset Patriots. He's a philanthropist and an award-winning filmmaker. He's going to be speaking about loyalty and what makes those nonprofits, you know, really become endeared to a philanthropist, and what can, you know, keep funding going when you run out of funding. How do you get more, and what makes you different? And then that goes along with George McCullough, who's the executive director of Princeton Television, talking about some grant opportunities and free videography that you can get if you're a nonprofit, to make sure that you have documentary as to what will make your nonprofit stand apart. So if you're out there and you're listening, this is all brought to you by Unity Bank. So that's where we come back to Janice Bommely again in studio right now, talking about this dedicated work that they do at Unity Bank for nonprofits. Welcome so much to the show, Janice.
Thanks for having me.
That was a long introduction, but I think it was worth it because it has so much to do with you guys and what you do and bringing all of this amazing talent. To me, if there are a nonprofit out there listening, if you are, or if you have a friend, I'm sure you do, or a relative or someone who's a nonprofit type of person who's either thinking of starting a 501c3 in the active stages or already is, one stop, one day, October 8th. You can go to mariahmedia.com to sign up and actually spend the day with us learning from these leaders. And basically, you couldn't ask for everything to meet with these people in one day, to be able to get to everyone who really is the leaders of all of this in New Jersey in one place. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about what you do at Unity Bank?
Well, I've been with Unity Bank for about 15 years. It is a rewarding experience every day because prior to joining Unity, I'd worked for larger commercial banks. And working for a community bank, which there's not very many left anymore in the state of New Jersey, it really is, it gives us the opportunity to really partner with the community and help us all to be successful. You know, I come to work every day. I want to work for an organization that I feel is, you know, contributing, giving back. How do you not, when your title, you know, of the organization you work for is a community bank, how do you not partner with the community to help make them successful? And obviously, you know, we want to be successful as well and survive.
I think it's so interesting. And I know our listeners out there, you know, Talented People's our show, as you know, and we have so many on for so many years now. And over the years, what sticks out in my head is some of the wealth management types of companies and best-selling authors and so on who come on. And they say things like, there's no such thing as a community bank anymore. Like, you're basically a number. You go call online, you get like a 123, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like Unity Bank, you are a community bank. You're one of those precious few that, you know the people. You know, I've heard from some of the other people we've had guests on the show. We're doing this series about the nonprofit event, the Palace, Somerset Park, where you guys are sponsoring. But like, of your branches, there's like 15 of them plus growing, that you have teleprompters there, and you're actually calling out to some of your other, you know, I want to say your customers, your banking customers, to let them know about some of the good things that are going on in the community, and that doesn't exist anymore. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Well, you know, it's sad to hear that you have people come on that say, you know, community banks don't exist, and that it, you know, everybody's just a number, because somebody saying that has never had the opportunity to work in a community bank, and if they did, their spin on things would be a lot different in their perspective.
Right. Because, you know, honestly, like I think a lot of listeners out there don't realize there are community banks either. Because like you say, people talk about like you don't exist. I'm saying, oh, my God, we know you're there. We've been watching you guys and doing all these focuses on you. And you guys are such a community based bank, and you care about each of the different communities. And tell us a little bit about that too, because it's not just one county in New Jersey. You have so many different ones, and they all have such different types of personalities, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us.
Well, basically, we span from Union County, New Jersey, to Northampton, Pennsylvania. So we have 15 branches, you know, all through that footprint, and everyone is uniquely different, and they each have their challenges. Some are more urban, some are more rural, and each of them have the challenges. We actually, when we hire branch managers, I look for people who are interested in partnering in the community. I ask them what groups they do belong to currently. What have they, you know, who have they worked with in the past? Because that's important to us, you know, getting the numbers, you know, and growing the business. That is something that if you do the right thing and build those relationships and enhance them, it's going to come naturally. So it's all about meeting people, seeing what you can do for them, helping them reach their goals. If you can do that, you know, the numbers will come.
I agree with you completely. And I also believe it's important, because when I'm thinking back about these interviews I'm talking about with these people who do, they just say, you know, you're a number and you call up or you get something in the mail and that's your only chance at survival, right? And in this time and day where banking's like, you know, a whole different ball game since 9/11, when you have a community bank where you can walk in and say, hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, I really have something to say and I need someone to care about what I'm saying, it seems like you guys really take that so seriously and look at the person and look at the situations more than, again, just being a number. Tell us about that.
It is definitely a person and situation. Mm-hmm. Everyone is different. You know, you pretty much would only have to walk in the initial time to make your introduction to us introduce ourselves to you, to tell us who you are, what your name is. The next time you walk in, I can guarantee that the staff in the branches would know who you are and would welcome you as soon as your foot hit the carpet.
I think that's incredible, and I know it's true because, again, everybody out there listening has known we've been doing this series and trying to find out more and more from each of the branch managers. Again, today we have Janice Bommely here, Executive Vice President, Director of Sales, and the Chief Administrative Officer of the Clinton Headquarters Branch of Unity Bank talking. So we're going to go to our quick break right now. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes, and we hope you're enjoying our conversation here with Janice about Unity Bank, about State of New Jersey and new nonprofits of the event coming up. You can find out about it at Mariah Media with two R's there, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, Media. And also just learning more about the philosophy of a community bank, especially one like Unity that sticks out and is actually able to thrive and survive in the state and across the nation at this time because they care about their people. So we'll be right back.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard, Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It is already the 3:18 in the afternoon on August 26th. Hope you're having a great day and enjoying our conversation. We're doing just a really in-depth view and kind of series on Unity Bank in New Jersey and the fact they're a community bank and they're sponsoring a really important upcoming nonprofit event at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. You can look it up online. But Janice Bommely, who is the Executive Vice President, Director of Sales, and Chief Administrative Officer from the Clinton Headquarters Office, is in studio with me today. I'm enjoying my time so much. Janice, tell us about how it feels for you, again, to work at Unity. What do you like best? And for out there listening, for everyone, what would you want them to know about Unity Bank?
What would I want them to know about Unity Bank? Well, when anybody is looking for a bank, you really should be looking more for a partner. You know, somebody who's going to help you obtain your financial goals, somebody that's going to work with you, listen to you. Because like we were saying before, everybody's situation is different. Everybody has a story to go along with the loan request that they have or, you know, the rebate of a fee maybe that they may need and why it occurred. And at Unity, we do take the time to listen, understand our customer, help them obtain, you know, their financial goals, hopefully help them, you know, meet their financial dream. Maybe that is owning a home or purchasing their first car or, you know, a vacation home or a vacation vehicle. And I think we work really hard to try to, you know, if we can't meet the exact request that they're looking for, help them to either come up with a plan to get exactly what they're looking for or maybe alter their initial thought based on their financial situation, because we don't obviously want to put them in a position where they wouldn't be able to sustain and meet their obligation. So it's really about just like listening and getting to know the people that you're partnering with. And if you walk into an organization that, you know, treats you like a number and doesn't really know who you are, they're not going to take the time. And that's what it's all about. You know, if you have a situation when you work with a smaller community type bank, they have access, you know, in the branches to the decision makers. If there's something that, you know, maybe out of their area of approval authority, you can go to the CEO of the organization. He's a phone call away. You know, you can call the chief lending officer and present a scenario to him and say, you know, what do you think about this? How can we help this person achieve their, you know, their goal? And you'll get an answer. And sometimes, you know, it may not always be the answer that the customer is looking for, but at least there's options. It's right. Not just a, you know, a flat out, absolutely not. There's options. If you want to get there, it might not be today. It may be tomorrow. And sometimes it is yes, and it's immediate. And that, you know, obviously that's the best scenario. But in, you know, today's world, it's not always that easy.
Well, no, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I think about people who, even, again, like in my life and in my shows and so on, even my default myself is angel investor or whatever. Like, say idea comes along or whatever it is. It's either friends, family, or investor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even think about it because you don't hear community bank that often, that, you know, where you really stop and think about the fact that you just said, you know, if I were to come in and just present my idea to you, better or worse, and at least if you thought there was some merit in it, if someone out there is listening and has some kind of idea, then at least if you can't help, perhaps you can steer in the right direction, provide
Absolutely.
Some options, which I don't think, I mean, I don't think we talk about that enough. I really don't. In all of the series, again, that we've done with Unity Bank so far about nonprofits all summer long, which has been joyful and so educational, I kind of forgot about that aspect of it. We're just on a basic for-profit or whatever person level, there are options to that. And
there's resources available.
And when you actually have, like you said, when you could just make a phone call to someone who does have a decision-making skill or ability, even if it's not yourself, then that's, again, what distinguishes a smaller community bank, which is not even that small, by the way. Congratulations. And, you know, Unity Bank having 15 plus, you know, on growing. That's not an easy thing to achieve. So it's nice to know that you guys are doing so well.
We're very proud.
You should be. Tell us about, like, okay, on the nonprofit side, the event that's coming up. Like, what do you think of when you think of nonprofits? And, like, do you have anybody, an organization in mind or something that calls out to you that just gives you a little smile on your face saying, you know what, this is what it's all about when you think about that world of where you're helping so much to nonprofits?
There's several of them that really put a smile on my face, knowing the work that we do with them at Unity Bank, and each of the managers, myself included. One would be the Rotary. You know, we have a commitment to the Rotary, and all of our branch managers have a commitment that they're a part of. And we do, you know, it's not about, when I remember when I first introduced the Rotary to our branch managers and said, you know, we would like to partner with an organization within the community. Some of them were like, I can't sell at the Rotary. Like, you know, I've been affiliated with them in the past. And I'm like, I understand. I said, but go there with no expectation to meet people, to do good for the community, to give back. And the people who were the ones in the beginning who were pushed me back the hardest were the ones that today say to me, if I ever left the bank, and I would continue my affiliation with the Rotary.
Isn't that something?
That is, you know, it's just
that's
a wonderful.
That's so rewarding. Yeah.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have Family Promise, which is a local one out here in Hunterdon County, which does wonderful things. And, you know, I want to say, I think it was last year, the year before, I participated in an event called Box City. And it was so rewarding to, you know, be on that football field at the high school here in Flemington and looking at all of the young people that were participating in it and doing good. You know, it warmed my heart.
Oh my gosh, I bet. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know what? It's like you see that when you do a little bit, the universe can take over and bring you that much more back to you all and to everyone else out there, because for them all to show up and do that, how much fun, right?
And just to look at the smiles on
yeah.
the faces. And then they had some of the people who were recipients come and speak, and the emotion that was on that field, it was just unbelievable.
I bet.
What an experience.
I love it. And I love what you said about the fact that there's those that were, you know, once they got involved, you know, they're not going to give it up now,
nope.
Be it an employee at Unity Bank or otherwise, because honestly, when people are out there listening, I think a lot of times, so we talk about this a lot, people feel like once they put their foot out a little bit to be involved with the community, that they're kind of roped and tied and they can never get out of it. And then it's all become a chore and they just don't do anything.
Right, because they have goals to meet and they have things to, and it's like, relax. I just want you to go out there and help.
Yeah.
Meet people in the community. See what we can do for them.
Right. And I mean, for the bank side, for you guys to give that kind of opportunity to your employees, I think is incredibly generous and awesome. And then I also think for our listeners out there that even if they're not an employee and they just do something a little bit, like you can say about even like the people that have been involved with the Rotary that just will never give it up now. What happens, like you said, is that you go there onto the 110 Central like campus and you watch the whole thing happen and you're like, I just want to be part of this. And then that little bit gets so much more done by just support, and especially for those nonprofit people who need to have a support because they need to see that what they're trying to do matters. I think that's also important. And I'm sure as vice president, executive vice president at the bank, probably realize and respect too, is that, you know, it's hard to make a difference. Like, you know, if community bank is hard for it, you guys to make a difference, and you are, that's why we're here today being recognized by us and the Hunterdon County Chamber and everybody else again and again, because you are making a difference. These small and growing and even really great nonprofits have to find a way to constantly kind of feel like what they're doing is important, or they could lose all their engagement. It'd be so easy to walk away because no one cares. And you guys, you know, talk about week to week lately, you know, if the teleprompters and you're talking at your meetings every week about what, who's making a difference in the community, how can you support them more? I mean, I think that's incredible. It has so much that it actually does when it really makes something of a difference to the person who's doing it. I think that you need to know that's important.
And what we try to do in the bank is actually communicate to all the employees what we're doing on a regular basis, because it's not just the branches that are participating. You know, we have a corporate office and they volunteer for events that maybe, you know, they may live out here in Hunterdon County, but they're going to an event in Union County. You know, it's all about educating them. And every, like you said, every little bit helps. Everybody's resources these days are pinched.
Yep.
And sometimes it's not always about the donation you can give. Mm-hmm. It's more about the resources and the support you can give them on the back end. That'll make so much more of a difference. You know, so sometimes it's not, you know, somebody will come back and say, well, you know, can I make a donation to this group? It probably, you know, you can make a donation, but you may want to also see if you can volunteer some time.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not yours, it could be my time, it could be anybody's time.
Yeah.
And that really does make a difference.
That makes all the difference, I think, in the world, because I really do believe that donations in the monetary way make certain sense. Of course, we all know that. But when it comes to having someone have your back, like Unity Bank does in so many ways, with so many, we've been like learning about them and really kind of just trying to share that information with everybody else out there who's listening, because again, you know, people need to be rewarded for what they do and be, you know, reminded that what they do does make sense. So,
and even when you sit on a board of one organization, you know, and we have people, we share, you know, you could share ideas. You know, we have managers that talk about things that they've done, and then that person will go to another group that they are partnering with and say, you know, well, you know, I work with somebody who's on, you know, this other organization, and they've done this to raise money, and it really does help and make a difference.
Well, you're making a difference. So thank you, Janice. And what about like last minutes for you? Because I know you got to move on and get some television time right now. So tell us about, you know, anything else you'd like to leave everybody out there listening with at Talented People today?
As I said earlier, I think, you know, for everybody listening, if when you're looking to bank someplace, look for a partner, look for somebody who's, it's going to be a relationship, not just where you're a number. Because if, you know, if I hear that, that is, it actually angers me, because it's, yeah, that's not the way it should be.
Right.
You need a partner.
So true, and so refreshing to hear on our end over here, because literally, again, when we do hear that, and you know, even in the sense where people actually say, you know, boy, I wish it wasn't a number outside of the Unity Bank, you know, outside of you, it's just hard to find. So we're so glad we found you. So Janice Bomily, again, thank you for being here representing Unity Bank as Executive Vice President, Director of Sales, and Chief Administrative Officer from the Clinton Headquarters Office of Unity Bank. This is Jeannie Murphy. We're signing off with a news break and weather. I'm going to go back and take care of my parents again, my mother. I hope you're having a great day, and I look forward to checking back in next week. We're doing more features all throughout on the upcoming Palace event for nonprofits, and thanks so much again for listening in. Take care.
Yeah. USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Two journalists were gunned down this morning during a live interview in Minetta, Virginia. Suspect Vester Flanagan, known on the air as Bryce Williams, allegedly gunned down Allison Parker while she was interviewing a local Chamber of Commerce spokesperson, Vicki Gardner, who was injured. The other victim was cameraman Adam Ward. Fellow WDBJ employees Gene Jadhorn and meteorologist Leo Hirschbrunner say the station staff are having a hard time dealing with it.
We're all in a state of shock here. You can hear people behind us in the newsroom crying. I mean, it's just really hard.
We're holding it back, too.
There are reports the suspect was a disgruntled employee. He shot himself after a police chase, but there is no word yet on his condition. Stocks have been recouping some of their losses this morning after a six-day slump. The Dow opened about 400 points higher, but those gains were cut in half by midday, and then they bounced back. This is USA Headline News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with the Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel was booed by more than 100 people as she arrived at a shelter earlier for asylum seekers. She traveled to the site near the border with the Czech Republic to express support for refugees. And Serbia is also seeing an influx. Syrian student Abdul Jahid says his dream is to get to France.
I want to go in France because I studied French for 15 years. I like fresh.
And Italy's Coast Guard says 50 bodies have been found in the hull of a migrant boat that was rescued off Libya's northern coast. 439 surviving migrants were rescued. Libya-based smugglers were taking advantage of calm seas to send boats overloaded with migrants to Europe. Along with his life prison sentence that was formally handed down today for the Colorado theater shooter, James Holmes heard a withering condemnation from the judge. Before sentencing, Judge Carlos Zamora described Holmes as someone who had quit on his friends, his family, and his life, and decided to take others with him. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Wildfires continue to burn out west and resources are thin. Dan Dallas, the deputy incident commander at Okanagan, says they are doing the best they can.
There's only so many pieces of apparatus and people who are qualified to go out on the ground.
And it's hard for people to breathe. The numerous blazes have led to poor air quality across the region. And in Southern California, temperatures of up to 106 degrees could accelerate some of these 16 fires still burning. Ayub El-Kazini has been charged with terrorism. He is the armed man who was tackled on a Paris-bound train last week, who was overpowered by five passengers. His older brother claims he's not a terrorist. He tells a French newspaper that his brother could have gone crazy. The Washington Monument is temporarily closed because of a broken elevator. U.S. Park Police say it malfunctioned last night while three people were up inside of it. Up to 60 other people who were at the top had to walk down 897 steps. The fire department had to be called in to help bring down people, including two pregnant women. A reporter was kicked out of a Donald Trump news conference yesterday in Iowa. Univision anchor Jorge Ramos was trying to ask questions about immigration, but Trump told him he wasn't called upon to ask questions.
And he stood up and started ranting and raving like a madman.
Trump appeared this morning on NBC's Today Show. The reporter was eventually allowed back in. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
205 points. France's president is warning that his country remains exposed to violent extremism, and he says an attempted assault on a high-speed train last week shows that the French need to prepare for additional assaults. Meanwhile, prosecutors say the suspect had watched a jihad video on his phone minutes before the violence. They say authorities are formally opening a terrorism investigation into the train attack. And firefighters in Washington state are keeping a wary eye on rising temperatures and winds that threaten to expand what's already the largest wildfire on record in the state.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Rick Perry's presidential campaign has started paying some staffers again, but the man running his campaign in Iowa isn't among them. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Sam Clovis, who served as Perry's Iowa state chairman, says he's leaving because the campaign is in transition and future compensation is uncertain. But he also insisted it's about more than money. Struggling to stay relevant in a crowded Republican field after Farmer kicking off his bid in early June, Perry announced raising about $1 million during the first month. But that sparked a cash crunch severe enough for the campaign to stop paying its small staffs in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, as well as at headquarters in Texas. I'm Ross Simpson.
A majority of the 2012 donors to former Texas Governor Rick Perry, given this time, have defected to other candidates in the field. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
It could have been a plot of a movie. A Houston couple improvises a hospital wedding in less than an hour after the bride goes into labor early. Stephanie Talent was 8 months pregnant and having an ultrasound Friday when she went into labor at Texas Children's Pavilion for Women in Houston. Fortunately, she and fiancé Jason Neese had gotten their marriage license the day before. Neese fetched the license from his car along with a white sundress Talent meant to send to the cleaners. A chaplain was called and a party of nurses, doctors, clinic staff rounded up for the wedding. After the ceremony, daughter Sophia arrived a few hours later at 6 pounds, 3 ounces. A Spanish Springs family has been forced out of their home after a house fire, but authorities say no one was hurt thanks in part to a family pet. Officials for the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District say one of the family's dogs alerted them to the fire that started on the deck of the home in a neighborhood off the Pyramid Highway about 11:30. KRNV-TV reports two adults, a child, and four dogs safely evacuated before firefighters arrived and the flames spread into the house and the attic. Officials say the fire damaged about 40% of the home north of Sparks near Rock Court and Nightingale Way. The Red Cross is helping them find a temporary residence. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. This is USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We are at 62 degrees. Yes, 62 degrees right now in Flemington at 8 o'clock in the morning. Today is August 26, 2015. Plenty of sunshine, a high of only 82. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies, low 56. Winds light and variable for tonight and generally sunny tomorrow despite a few afternoon clouds. Another high of only 82. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Yeah, go check the calendar. It's August. Friday, mostly sunny skies, 84. Partly cloudy and 87 on Saturday the 29th. Partly cloudy and 90 on Sunday the 30th. Monday, partial cloudiness early with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A high of 91 for the last day of August. First day of September and the first day for some or all of our students to go back. Mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms, 92. Chance of rain, 60%. Temperatures in our area, 63 at the county complex, 67 in Tewksbury, 59 up in the town of Clinton, 66 over in Phillipsburg, 68, 58 over in Frenchtown, 60 in Stockton, 59 in Kingwood, 61 in Hopewell. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon, Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Midnight Red this morning. Just down the street from the old courthouse and Union Hotel. Oh, the Union Hotel made the news again, and it's not good. We'll cover that a little later on in the show. You know, yesterday I was talking about that issue with the balloon and the and lo and behold, last night, exactly what happened. A balloon came through my backyard, and we did exactly what we always do. We go out on the deck and wave to them and shout and take some photos and just enjoy the spectacle. Don't know why people get so bent out of shape. If it was gone, you'd miss it. It is 11 after 8. It's time for us to check traffic, see what's going on our Hunter County roads. And not too far down the street from me is an incident on Route 523. Just came out a little while ago. And it says, at 753, Reddington Township County, Route 523, the area of Hoffman Road by Buffalo Farm 4. Loose horse are running in the roadway. Please use caution. Once again, something that doesn't necessarily happen in Jersey City, does it? Or Camden or Trenton. So it's part of what it is here in Hunterdon County. And enjoy it. Why not? Yeah, it's a little bit of a inconvenience, but come on. Really? Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchiber Radio Traffic. Time to look at what is on Hunchiber.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. We go traveling today. We're going to go talk to Diane Lane at 8:40. But before we get to that, we're going to talk to Michelle Heide. And didn't know it was going to happen exactly to yesterday, but it happened. And that was that we went up 500 and change points. And by the end of the day, we lost 200. So that was a 700 point swing, and I told you we would be back, if not going lower, and there we are. So we'll see what's going to happen now. The futures are up. They're not up significantly, but they're up, which means we could be getting close to that bottom. Whether that's the real bottom or a temporary bottom, I don't know, but we're on our way down there, and we'll talk with Michelle about how that all happened and where we're going today. And like I said, Diane Lane is on 840. We go traveling with Diane every Wednesday, and she takes us somewhere magical, somewhere exotic, and also gives us some advice about traveling. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That's Richard Scuderi. And Rich comes over here from Maven Hill Design. He's got his little store over there, and he's an interior decorator with a eye towards not only being unique and exotic, but also efficient and also cost effective. So Richard brings on folks that are interesting that he partners with to talk about the latest designs and how to come up with really neat interior design concepts. He does that from 10 to 11. Kim Pramatic walks in at 11, and she is helping raise conscious kids. She believes the kids today are under more pressure and more technologically savvy than ever before. And she wants to help all the people surrounding those kids to raise conscious kids. And that's parents, teachers, grandparents, and influencers of children. So she helps us do that from 11 to 12. Ruth Altamara Roll is on at lunchtime. Ruth helps us with our relationships, our mental and emotional skills, our anger management skills, her parenting skills, and our anxiety and addiction. So she brings all that knowledge to you from noon to one. She has a practice right down the street here in Flemington for nearly 30 years. The Hunter and Young Professionals are on from 1 to 2, giving us perspective of what it's like to own a business as a 20-something. And so learn the 20-somethings pair together and talk about how to overcome the challenges that they face, but also we all need to learn how to all work with the new entrepreneurs and help them out. So that's Young Entrepreneurs of Hunterdon County on from 1 to 2. Modern Design, Richard Scuderi is back with Design Dilemmas from 2 to 3. He takes your phone calls, he takes your Twitter feeds, he takes your emails, and he helps design problems or help you design problems that you are experiencing. So he comes up with the answers for you. And then Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly are on from 3 to 4 with talented people, bringing people on that are public speakers, authors, budding influencers. And they're all part of the Jeannie Murphy public relations stable of people, and she would like to let you get to know them. And then what is going on in real estate? J. Joe and Tony, you think everything and anything surrounds real estate, and quite honestly, they can't be more right. We concern about it all the time. It affects our economy. And so they talk with all different people that have some connection with real estate. Sometimes it's a little bit of a distant, remote reach, but there is a reach nonetheless. And it's a great cut-up day. Joe and Tony have a great way of keeping people entertained and keeping themselves entertained at the same time on their show. So listen to them from 5 to 6. That's our entire Hunter and Chamber.com lineup. It's all there on the Hunter and Chamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter and Chamber.com. We'll be right back right after these messages. Good morning, Hunter. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Cat Stevens this morning, 8:19. Cat Stevens helped me with BrandonLux.com. Celebration of Differences for the week and the day. It's the 26th. We are finishing up National Massage Therapy Week, National Return to Work Week, National Safe at Home Week. Be Kind to Humankind Week started yesterday, and we're about to begin National Chuck Wagon Races. For today, National Toilet Paper Day. One of those simple things that we take for granted nowadays, huh? It's Tug of War Day. It's Women's Equality Day. And it's National Dog Day. And Cat Stevens loves his dog. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrandonLux.com and Cat Stevens. Pick something. Get involved. What's another thing we take for granted? Well, it's bees, and we have an issue, not just Hunterdon County, but the entire nation. P.C. Robinson of NJ.com on August 25th says that Reddington Scout saves the bees one nest box at a time. So a local Eagle Scout project is helping some of the world's tiniest farmers thrive and produce. Boy Scout Troop 186 member Peter Schoderbeck designed and built Mason bee nest boxes that he installed at three township locations, Dobrinsky Farm Park, Cole Road Greenway property, and the Cushatunk Nature Center. The boxes were designed to meet the bees' specific needs. Each contains 24 removable paper tubes that double for the long, hollowed-out areas the winged pollinators like to call home. And because bees like to nest off the ground, the boxes are suspended on wooden posts. To encourage pollination, Schoderbeck planted 10 types of native flowering plants near the nests, including wild bergamot, golden ragwort, and butterfly milkweed. The bees aren't the only ones benefiting from the boxes that educate passersby on their importance. Schoderbeck erected signs informing passersby about the bees, the importance of nectar and pollination, and how, when properly maintained, the boxes can promote bee health indefinitely. For his efforts, Schoderbeck was honored during the Tuesday, August 18th Freeholders meeting, where he received a plaque and official proclamation. He will receive his Eagle ranking, Boy Scout's highest award, at the Court of Honor to be held at Cushatunk Nature Center on September 19th. Bees are in the spotlight of late because their numbers have severely dwindled in the past 30 years. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, bees play a critical role in the food chain, their pollination producing about one-third of all food consumed. Bee population in the U.S., however, have plummeted to half of what they were in the 70 years ago, from 5 million to 2.5 million. Pesticide uses, diseases, and colony collapse disorder have what happens after the death of the queen bee are blamed. So there's somebody who's taking care of something, like I said, that we take for granted. And how that generally affects our lifestyle, our well-being, and quite honestly, our nutrition and our food supply. So thank you, Peter, for taking the opportunity to try and make a difference. And great lesson for all of us. And congratulations, Peter, for earning Eagle Scout in September. That is vitamin C for today. These are our celebrity birthdays from the old Disc Jockey Almanac for today, August 26th, 2015. The reunion, River Shields is 18 today, Chasing Life, Gracie Zinni is 19. Akila and the Bee, Kiki Palmer is 22. Fearless, Haley Hasselhoff is 23. The Maze Runner, Dylan O'Brien is 24. Half Moon, Tori Black, 27. In the Land of Women, Danielle Savory is 27. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, Evan Ross, 27. Piranha, 3D, Riley Steele is 28. Singer, Me and You, an actress in Step Up 2. Casey Ventura is 29. Star Trek, Into Darkness, Nazneen Contractor is 33. Spider-Man 3, Christina Sindrich is 34. Home Alone movies, Macaulay Culkin is 35 today. Star Trek, Chris Pine is 35. Center Stage, Amanda Scholl is 37. Atonement, Patrick Kennedy, 38. Million Dollar Babies, Michael Coulter is 39. It's the 40th birthday of Sarah Strange from Da Vinci's Inquest. Paranormal Activity 3, Meredith Eaton is 41. CNN anchor, Kieran Chetkin, 41. Actor and J. Edgar, Gunnar Wright, 42. Mundo Cane. Thalia is 44 today. Gilmore Girls, Melissa McCarthy is 45. No Doubt drummer Adrian Young is 46. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Kirk Fox is 46. National Treasure, Oleg Taktarov is 48. Garbage lead singer Shirley Manson is 49. Counting Crows guitarist Dan Vickery is 49. Life Goes On, Chris Burke is 50. Diamond Rio guitarist, noticing a pattern here, Jimmy Olander is 54. Saxophonist and band leader Branford Marcellus is 55 today. Another World, Wanda D. Jesus is 57. The Dark Knight Rises, Brett Cullen is